Hi, you guys. Welcome to Cabernet and A.
Keegan Allen.
Hello, Cabernet and A.
Are you a wine drinker, Keegan?
I don't indulge. I enjoy people that do.
Mr. Norman Buckley, director of Pretty Little Lies.
Thank you for asking me.
The writers and Marlene know what the final word is going to be.
Absolutely. They're not making it up.
Does the actor who plays A know that he or she is playing A?
I can't answer that.
It was worth a shot.
Officer Barry Maple, Jim Titus!
I am drinking nice. Cabernet right now. So.
Oh, yeah!
I'm about a bottle in, so don't get me in any trouble.
Cabernet.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Cabernet.
Off the rails.
Oh, my God. It's our Off the Rails finale show. We've only had one of these. Oh, no. Did we do the Christmas? We started with the Christmas episode.
I think we did, like, the first two as Off the Rails.
Oh, right, because we did the Christmas episode, and then we did the premiere.
Yeah.
And now we're at the finale.
Yay! Should we introduce everybody?
Let's go on really quick. Okay, so obviously it's at the Chelsea White and...
at the Sue Fung.
And we're here with...
Diana at D-Lamps.
At D-Lamps!
Yeah, D-Lamps!
Christina at CB Kynan.
At CB Kynan!
Chandler at Chandler Altieri.
Yeah!
She did. It's okay. Wave at us.
And we have some new guests to the Off the Rails podcast. We have...
Jenny at Jenny Frederick.
Yeah, Jenny!
Yeah, Jenny! Shout out, Jenny!
Lori at El Schla.
Yes! And...
Becky at Becky Raider.
Yay!
Yay!
She's like our
soul
neighbor. Okay,
and Lauren
Mall was here. She's
Lauren
like
Mall was here.
Which one should I shout out?
She was, I was tweeting her at the Connie Howe, which is one of her many characters.
Exactly.
Lauren's a comedic performer who does bunches of different characters and does a lot of great cabaret songs.
And
but,
she just left and respect her for that. She lives like a million years away. Okay,
yeah,
so,
she does. So
let's get into it. First, let's do the business. Sue, you do the business.
And
I have a little bit of business today. Look at me being an adult, a business-minded lady of the future.
That's
not a real thing. Okay, go ahead, Sue.
So I got a decent bottle of Cabernet today that we just opened for the podcast. We've been drinking
for a while. Oh, well, our favorite.
It was
we are two go-tos just for the listeners at home.
Gato Negro.
Gato Negro, Cabernet, Sauv, Cab Sauv.
Don't
and
get the mix. The Cab Merlot is like barf.
If you
it's so
gross. If you accidentally buy the Cab Merlot mix,
it's the saddest day you'll ever have. You're like, what happened?
No,
I thought this was good $4 wine.
You
and you're like,
recover.
Nope.
You
the worst.
Recover. And right. Then a Ravenswood Zinfandel.
Raven? I'm already feeling it.
Yeah, we can drink that. Okay, and then
tonight we're having a 2010 Catina Cabernet Sauvignon from Mendoza. Argentina in RIP of Talia. Like, I don't think Talia's dead, but just like Mendoza.
Yeah, like Mendoza.
That was there was a wine that was named Spencer, but it looked kind of like it was like this weird French wine that
we don't fuck with.
I just
that.
Like it was just like I'm all
that.
About French wines, but I just didn't trust it. It got a bronze medal and I was like, that's third place, yo. Like,
we only do gold. Also, I hope Talia is dead. Okay, and then I have a little bit of business. Well, now, and then I always feel guilty doing this because so many lovely people have been tweeting at us, and we love all of them. Thank
yeah.
you guys for tweeting at us. Hashtag Cabernet Day makes our life. But, like, a special few gold star fans this week. Let's shout out at April Richardson 319 on Insta. Thank you for shouting us out, girl.
Woo!
She, like, always answers at us, and we love her. And then a lot of people are tweeting us tonight, which we so appreciate. At Smith Shannon C, at Anna R Italiano, at Prudzi, at Lefty Haymaker, and Laura. I don't know if Laura has a Twitter. I think she tweets at us, but she tagged so Lefty Haymaker, who is Jenny, tweeted
okay.
at us and then tagged Laura. Okay, they tweeted they're from Tampa. Hey girls. Hey Tampa.
Hey
Tampa.
Tampa.
And then at Jenna _M89. And then, hopefully, I think Michael's going to be on the podcast soon, but in the bleachers,
okay.
who, a.k.a. Michael Felder, we were tweeting him tonight, and he came to us via our BFF at Chris Lambert, who, we miss you, Chris Lambert.
Yeah, shout
he's
out
not
to Chris
here
Lambert.
Tonight, so Hopefully Michael and Chris will do a bridge season podcast episode with us soon.
Which are
and
yeah, this isn't the last podcast.
This is not
so
that you guys.
Worry,
some
yes.
of you were tweeting at us like, we don't know what's going on. We're sad because we don't have Cabernet A for a while. Fear
yeah.
not. You're going to still hear us every Wednesday morning. We're going to be doing bridge season episodes where we just pick one of the like heavy hitting episodes from the past and watch it with one
someone
of our other
never
friends
seen
who's
it.
Never seen PLL.
We're just throwing people into the PLL
and
seeing if they can solve for A.
Exactly.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to everyone who's given us reviews on iTunes,
yes.
Stitcher, and Podbean. Sorry about the Stitcher hiccup this week. Super weird. We figured
yeah.
it out, but all the podcasts are now playing.
That's really weird.
Please give us all the stars in the world. And also pick out Time Out New York. This
oh
week,
God.
Because Chelsea is
Girl.
In it for the undateable section.
Yeah, I think. Well, they told me it was going to be in this week. If it's not this week, it's next week, but I think it's supposed to be this week.
So just, like, thumb through it, see if you see Chelsea, and if you don't, throw it away.
Yeah, burn it. If I'm not in it, burn that shit. Okay.
Yeah, just, like, totally do an A and just burn the motherfucker.
And just, like,
down.
Burn it. Bloodhound gang that shit. Okay, so let's get into it.
All
right,
guys.
You guys. Everyone's, like, already so drunk. They're like, okay. Yeah.
I
guess we'll talk about
you
it.
You just did an hour worth of shout-outs, and I don't know what to think anymore.
Guys, that's what happens when you run a very professional drunk podcast. You have to do some very professional business at the beginning, and everyone just has to accept it. Okay, so we kicked off tonight with a big bang. Literally, there is A, blowing the doors open, blowing some, like, smoke bomb situation. I don't know. It was very weird.
It
was
very
dramatic. Night. How did everyone in the room here feel about that? Was it appropriate drama, or was it, have we now jumped all of the sharks?
We jumped all the sharks.
You think we jumped the sharks, Chandler? Altair?
Yeah, it's just... It's too
pass
much.
The mic. Pass the mic, like,
I can't think of a rap reference.
Yeah,
exactly.
Expect anything less at this point. It's just stupid. I don't know. I just thought it was too much.
Who in the room by show of applause is angry after this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, not everyone applaud. Wait, Lori's not applauding. You're not angry?
I'm not completely angry, no.
Okay.
I'm not angry. I mean, I'm not happy, but I'm not angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue's not angry. Why are you angry, Sue?
I'm not angry because I've watched this show since day one. And I know what to expect. I didn't
okay.
think that I was going to get everything in the kitchen sink. Like,
okay,
I got some answers. I'm not going to get a lot of the answers. There's 24 episodes in a season in this
yeah.
show.
You're not wrong.
And they've got two
wrong.
More. Like, they have to, like, drag it out. But, like, for a finale, like, it was what I wanted it to be. It was super fucked up.
It was
there
were
some crazy-ass turns. I didn't expect some of it. And I thought it was kind of... It was downright entertaining. Because I didn't know what was going to happen next. Like, even though I read the spoilers and I knew what was happening next, it was still kind of fun to watch them go through the crazy maze. And I feel like they did a decent job with it. I'm really not upset with it. They know where they're going, I still feel.
I was mad that I read the spoilers.
Yeah.
I was really upset that I read
Fuck
the spoilers.
Fuck you, Daisy.
I know. Daisy!
Yeah.
Think about what you've done.
Suck
what did
dicks.
She get? She lost her job. Did she even get paid? She lost her
no,
job.
I'm sure she
yeah.
got paid for the job that she did, and then she just lost her job. But, like...
No, but the job that, like, did she get paid for telling the spoilers?
No, I think she was doing the closed captioning.
But,
is
like,
she...
You didn't get paid for telling the spoilers, and then you got fired. Like, what is the point? What happened there? Who benefited? Okay.
So I stayed away from the spoilers, but I'm...
So you didn't know?
I didn't know.
What
no.
did you think? Fresh
well,
eyes.
I knew little things. Like, I knew Charles was a thing. Just,
okay.
Like, because you can't stay away from
sure
it completely if you're,
yeah.
like, yeah.
Anagrams.
So I knew Charles was a thing. I guessed that Mona was alive, but I didn't know for sure.
That's,
yeah.
I guess, why
but,
I'm angry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, the thing that makes me angry, I use the word angry very liberally. I'm not, like, you know, it's not genocide. I've been drinking a lot, so, like, mostly everything's fine.
And it's either angry or genocide. Like, that's my anger.
Listen, my cleaning lady came today. I'm in a good space. But, like, It still is a little bit, like, unnerving that no one on the show can just be dead. Like, that's, I guess, what is sort of, like, irritating.
Dead.
I'm irritated.
Mrs. D is dead. Garrett's dead. Wilden's dead.
Is Mrs.
Yeah.
D dead?
Dead because
you
saw the body.
Girl. What's that, Christina, at CB Kind of? I'm going to address everyone by their Twitter name. What if I did that in real life? What if I was like, oh, my God. Hey, at CB Kind of, are you going to come over tonight? You'd be like...
Well, the reason we think all those people are dead was because we went to their funerals and we saw their bodies.
Right.
We were always like, what's her name? Might still be alive because we've never seen her body.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Maya.
Maya. But we saw Mona's body and she had a funeral, but now she's alive.
But I thought...
But that's what's frustrating.
Yeah.
But then I brought up the fact that, like, we did see Mona's body, but perhaps their one, like, get-out-of-jail-free card could be that they always say the A scenes aren't necessarily in order.
Right.
So maybe she dies later.
Well,
or maybe she has a twin.
To go back to its roots.
Right.
I also feel like there were always a lot of theories that she was still alive, because there were all these hints. Even in spite of the fact that they showed the body, there was, like, the whole blood thing. Like, there were all of these hints.
Right.
That it might not
You're
be
absolutely
the
right.
Thing.
It was like a dead corpse, like very zombie-ish dead corpse looking. Like, we've never seen that dramatic of close up, except for maybe Ian when we found him in the shed with the horseshoe missing.
Well, that's when just like the fact that we saw the body, like, if they don't ever explain why we saw her body in an A scene, and there isn't, even if it's a flimsy explanation, even if it's like, oh yeah, I don't know, just sometimes like Mona has to play dead in a trunk. Like, even if they just never address it, that
That's
would
Sundays
be
for
that
Mona.
Would be a bummer.
I agree. Even because I think
they
need to explain it.
Absolutely. Because I think up until now,
play dead in the trunk for an hour or two.
Up until now, like
Christmas ritual.
Even though obviously PLL does sometimes go off the rails, I feel like they usually at least will circle back to some sort of reality and explanation. And so if they don't, that would be a bummer. Okay, well, let's like keep walking through the show. So we were laughing because Fake Mariska Hargitay was like saying in front of Fake Officer Toby and then Uber lawyer Peter Hastings, well, I don't know, like, who would want to hurt the girls? And we're all like, your husband?
Yeah, because there's everyone else.
Everyone. And, like, literally everybody. But we're still big, like, Uber A's, Peter Hastings, conspiracy theorists. Shout out to @oddnyc, @oddinnyc. She couldn't be here tonight, Audrey. We love her.
But
usually she's the mastermind who's, like, walking us through the theories on the off-the-rail shows. But, yeah, she is, like, waiting for her phone call from Marlene, who's like, you were the one who figured out Pretty Little Liars. Because it's Peter.
I think you forgot Arya's line.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Speak up, CB Kind of.
I forget it too, but it was something about making a mess in her pants.
No, it was...
Oh, I had an accident.
Yeah,
in my pants. Yeah, the in my pants line was really good. We
like
that too.
There was a harkening to like a very... like Craig Kilborn Daily Show. Where there was this episode where they had like... of, like, a porno actor on, and they were, like, restaging a porno, and, like, the fireman bursts in, and there's, like, he goes, is there a fire? And he goes, yeah, in my pants. And, like, that's all I kept thinking of was just him going, in my pants.
Well, speaking
of
pants.
Or tight pants with the Jimmy Fallon sketch.
Speaking of pants, the other line we loved was then when Peter and Fake Mariska show up, and Toby answers the door, and they're like, we know about A, and then we're like,
put
on your
pants.
Put some pants on.
Put some pants on. We need to talk about it.
That was just our favorite.
Like, and it would have been even better, though, if they revealed that, like, Toby behind the door was wearing boxers around all the dudes. Just being like, what? This is how I think.
Put some pants on. We need to talk about it.
I'm wearing a towel. What? What, Peter Hastings? TH.
Also, I think we all were really, well, this was Sue's line. We were, like, talking about how we love seeing all the bros on screen. We love seeing, like, Ezra and Caleb and Toby together. And Sue's like, I ship them. I ship them.
We named them Ezlub. That's what Lauren and I, Lauren Ball, shout out at the County, Connie Howe. We were like, what should it be? And I'm like, Ezlub. That's like a hot shipping name. I'm going to write some fanfic over the break.
I love that.
Like, that was... the best pairing. Like, I've always wanted those two together. You know that they are.
Totally
it's just as ridiculous as I always hoped it would be. Because Cam was like, I've seen some shit. And Ezra was like, I've ridden some ponies.
Like,
two different worlds of white privilege.
I also love A wearing his hoodie and gloves even in the house. Which shout out to Michael Felder. It's like he's the Drake. He's the Drake of A Pretty Little Liar.
Michael Felder's line was the best about his Uncle Charles.
Oh yeah. Michael Felder out of the bleachers is like, man, I miss my Uncle Charles.
Like just like R.I.P. Charles, let's pour for you.
R.I.P., pour some out for Bone Thugs. What else? I'm dominating here, too, so if you have anything, or if anyone has anything, just shout it out, but...
What's the deal with Andrew?
What is the deal with Andrew?
Why was he listening to
him?
I don't think he's Charles, I think he's a minion.
What, a minion of what, Lauren?
Of A.
He's a
minion. But how? But, like, oh, so he's on A's side.
Yeah. I mean, because he's eavesdropping, and but he wasn't watching the girl. A was watching the girls in the dollhouse.
Yeah.
He was listening to the conversation of everyone trying to find the girls.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not, I don't think he's big A, but he's involved somehow.
What was the thing with the, like,
angry
screwdriver from the ice cream place? And the, like...
Oh, well, this was a big thing. Okay, so they found some sort of weird, like, screwdriver knife thingy that had Boo Boo's ice cream on it, which is from the ice cream place where we, I think, are supposed to infer that A was trying to set up the liars,
yeah,
because we have that A scene where their fingerprints were in the ice cream shop, and then the genius PLL Sherlock was saying it's so tangential, alluding to To Kill a Mockingbird, where that had to do with, like, some sort of, like, they went out to get ice cream. Like, there's some ice cream reference in To Kill a Mockingbird. Listen, guys, I'm very jerking here. I don't know the literature. But, yeah, so supposedly the Boo Boo's ice cream is somehow tied into all of this. Which...
I feel like my feelings on Andrew is that he's, like, a vigilante A-hunter, where he, like, has a thing for Arya, and he, like, wants to protect her from A, and is, like, trying to, like, solve it on his own, even though he has, like, no idea what he's trying to solve.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think,
like,
so, too.
To
yeah
quote Mona, he doesn't know the picture on the front of the puzzle, but he's, like, trying to put pieces together.
I think, so, Marlene said, like, here are 5 episodes that you have to watch to figure out who A is.
Yeah, and Sue did that.
Yeah,
and what do you think, Sue?
I only watched 3 of the 5.
So,
two of them were season 5, and I'm just too deep to buy them.
So Marlene said it was an interview in, like, E! Online.
Yeah.
You have to watch these 5 episodes before the finale, because there's a lot of clues. And they were mostly, Sue, like... premieres and finales,
yes.
I would say, mostly, right?
It
was
were
like
all episodes that Marlene wrote.
Oh,
which is very interesting.
I mean, hashtag
it
self-serving.
Was like,
that's fine.
Watch the ones that I wrote. But I think that... With Andrew's not uber A, but I think he could be big A, because I do think that he... thinks that, so there is on season 3, the opener, which is like when we're supposed to restart, A texts the girls, he texts the girls, show me your boobs, and like that was the thing that they were all like, oh, ha ha ha, like, hey, show me your boobs, and they like joke about it, and they go around, and they're like,
because it was at that point, it had gotten out, obviously, in the news, that like, these girls were being tormented by A, so they got a lot of crank texts, supposedly, of like, blah, 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 yeah. Okay.
And Emily is the third one to go around, and like, the jovial, like, I'll do this, and then we'll be A, or this, and then, or no, they're talking about how they'll always be news, so they're like, there's gonna be a trial, so there's gonna be news. There's going to be this, there's going to be news. And then Emily goes, or maybe I'll show my boobs and there'll be news.
Oh, interesting.
And everyone's like, oh, we're going to cut you off from your roofy wine. And she's like, no. But I do think that there's something with the fact that, like, it would make sense that there was this other A who, like, heard about what was going on, thought that he could get with the girls, thought that he would be their Superman. And, like, I could see Andrew being that because it makes sense why he was... buffer and more mature looking, and like he was playing all the roles. Although I don't know how he was a lesbian.
Well, I was gonna say you make a really good point. Although I just like any involvement that Andrew has, like on a fundamental level, just always will make me angry because he's so like a Felicia tertiary character.
But he was involved in like some pretty big episodes, I will say.
He was, but like he's still sort of a Felicia, Felipe.
Yeah.
But he's not like a Johnny.
Can I say that? Live on air? He's a Paco. Paco is the male Felicia. Shout out to Paco, IRL. Okay. Christina, did you... I don't think Paco listens to this channel, so we're fine. Speaking of people who don't listen to this, what's the update with everyone's love life? We always do a love life check-in.
Oof. Got nothing.
I feel like it's interesting. My front runner, I feel like he kind of fell back a little bit. He did the, like, I'm sick, we have to reschedule.
Yeah.
And that's the first time, because ever since then, I was sort of like, okay, cool.
No, he felt that you were feeling feelings, and he pulled back.
That's what I thought, right? I was like, oh, my God, he felt that I was feeling feelings.
Just stop
feeling
feelings.
And then he was
feelings.
Like, bye, I'm sick. Just kidding. But that's okay, because I think I have someone new who moved in the picture, which we'll online about. Okay. Christina,
like,
you said something about Charles.
Just sidebar, I feel like we all just need to be Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City. And I'm like the last person that will Sex and the City reference, but I just feel like that's Miranda wins, right? Or is that Miranda? I'm sorry.
No,
Samantha. Samantha wins.
She does win.
Like, she gets the hottest piece of
in their own way.
Yeah.
They break up. She leaves him because she's too afraid
of
love.
Yeah, because she just wants to go get more ass.
Because I love me more.
She
true.
Just
she
loves
everyone.
No, because
he
was, like, not... He was neglecting her for his career.
Yeah, but
and
I thought...
And she had sacrificed a lot for him.
Didn't she go back to that him?
He wasn't
though?
Neglecting her.
I didn't see the
movie. She made her life all about him. That's
yeah.
what she, like, put on weight.
She broke up with him in the first movie, and then I didn't see the second.
I liked
that. I heard it was terrible.
Okay,
really
well.
Anyway,
we're devolving. Anyways, wait. What did you say about Charles, C.B. Kynan? Did you say something?
Oh, I said Andrew's Charles.
Oh, Andrew Charles. I reject that. Okay. We were talking about...
I have a Charles theory.
Yes, Laura,
yes,
go.
Laura.
Charles theory.
So I'm thinking that the time Jason fell down the elevator shaft was when Charles became Jason. Because there's no way in hell anyone would survive that fall and have, like, just have a neck brace. That's crazy.
That is some fucking real
right.
talk.
And Charles was
that is
up.
Too real. That is too real.
So where's
Lori,
his body? In
the Sue's catatonic. We blew the doors.
Wait.
Lori blew the doors off this.
Wait, is his body in the barrel?
Maybe.
Is it his body?
I thought it was
a
raccoon.
But how does he survive... I guess it's a further fall, but, like, Cece fell off a big fucking fall, and then she was like, oh, my fingers are moving. Oh, I'm disappeared.
True.
I'm going to Paris, bitches. Bye. Gotta go get some perfume for my friend.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Why is Charles so angry?
Because he got locked up in Radley, is what I'm thinking.
Well, can we also talk about, I was half right, because my all-time theory was that Jason had a girl twin, but it seems that Jason has a twin, but it's a boy twin. But I don't exactly, like, why is he why is he so angry? We have to assume it's because he went to Radley for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only explanation.
Yeah.
But it had to be when he was super young, right?
Right. Like, Allie doesn't remember him, so.
But then how is Bethany involved?
So is he the Halloween story, like, about the two girls? Was that actually about Jason and Charles?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then he got sent to Radley.
But then why is Mrs. De Laurentiis buying girl clothes for someone?
All right, so Audrey.
Yeah,
killing
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Audrey's texting
She's
in.
She's texting us a storm. And
Audrey is texting remotely.
You should,
go.
You should give the shout out.
Chandler, go.
Speak
up for the podcast. Go. Go,
well,
girl. Wait,
so, shout out to Audrey, who just pointed out that Charles has red shoelaces in the photo of the two, I guess, Jason and Charles. With Mrs. D. And then Allie's in the yellow blanket.
And she says, come see your sister.
Yeah, so she says, Audrey says, everything still points to Peter as endgame because Peter would still be the boy's father. True.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking. And then Sue said, is Charles a transsexual? And then Audrey says, Marlene said they wanted a male gay character. Charles may equal Bethany. So
maybe
why are
he's
these,
like a
wait. Charles may equal Bethany?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Mrs. D was dressing Charles like a girl to get him to be put in Radley or some shit like that.
What?
Why two yellow dresses from Mrs. D,
yeah.
says Audrey.
Well, yeah, that was what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Wait, Diana's speaking.
Ah!
Hold on, I'm moving the microphone to you.
Be careful of the glass.
People at home don't know what's going on.
Maybe when Charles was super little, he wanted to be a girl, and that's why he got put in Radley in the first place. They don't talk about
exactly.
it. Enough. And then, she can't say anything about the dress because Mrs. D is, like, fueling it. Like, she's bringing him clothes and stuff, and then the dad can't know.
This is transgender.
And Peter was, like, so angry about it. And Peter was angry about it. Or
I would kind of
Mr.
love
D
that.
Was mad
that.
Because Peter
that
is, Peter is a regular Lucius Lion. Why is
totally
why is Peter such a Lucius Lion? Hashtag empire. Hashtag crossover. Hashtag... I don't even know. Oh my god, I have so many tags.
That's
is this all from Audrey?
Yeah,
oh my god, wait. Shout out to Jess Tucker, who's not here either. She was stuck at work. Poor thing. Hashtag Mother Tucker. Andrew's Charles? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. She just texted me. I don't think Andrew's Charles. That would make me really upset. Okay, so you guys, we blew the door of a lot of things. It was all very interesting. The only other notes that I have are... Oh! Shout out to Hannah for still eating her feelings through all of the
chocolate.
Yeah!
When she took that cookie, she took my heart.
Yeah.
Right?
She snuck like a Twinkie.
She stole that Twinkie and she stole my heart. Okay. We talked about that. Oh, when they were fake fighting wearing jumpsuits, I'm like, okay, TBT season 3.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been here before. Thanks
oh,
for
that's
that.
That's so true. Like,
thanks for that.
That was side of the
that
line
was
of
a TBT
picking.
Season 3 garbage picking. And then again, shout out to PLL Sherlock for the Apple references, which PLL Sherlock picked up on. And then Apple references were all throughout all the seasons, and then it came to fruition in this finale where apples were like a crucial part of the whole plot. Okay, so now I guess that's all my notes. Let's just get to the nitty gritty. Do your notes.
I noted that Ezra pushes up his biceps when he's talking, which was part of my favorite parts of this episode.
Pushes up his biceps?
Like he's
going
the,
like this.
Yeah,
like
he does the arm fold where you like put your arms over
like that.
Your biceps. Yeah, so you could like just push them up. Like you could do it similarly with your breast disease if you wanted, I assume. And then I love that like Mrs. D, one of her famous lines is like, never trust a Hastings. And meanwhile, the Hardy Boys, Ezra, Toby and Caleb were like, come on in, Hastings. Look at our layer of giant computers. Let's go talk to Laces Out Detective Tanner, a.k.a. Rafe.
That's a really good point, because especially if we still think like Peter's involved, they're just like welcoming him in.
And I like how Mrs. Hastings is just like, sweetheart, no more lies, no more secrets. And he's just like, he totally looks like he just shit the bed and hit it with some leaves.
Yeah, and he also was the one with the knife, which was really weird.
Yeah.
He held that knife really odd, right?
It made like a shitty.
I was like,
it came out
of
the
window,
like, whoa. Like,
yeah,
he's just going to go on a murder rampage.
I thought so too. I thought he was going to kill someone with that.
Ooh. Interesting. And my last note is that I love the fact that there was Caleb's. Everything looks different when you come in through the back door. I'm a 13-year-old boy. That was my favorite thing ever. I was like, he's talking about going in a pimp shoot. Like,
backdoor rivers. Was like,
I'm not proud of it, but I'm going to be honest. That was my favorite part of the show.
That was amazing. That was
backdoor references for coding and for sex are hilarious.
Backdoor references for the win. So should we just go around and ask everybody... who we think Charles is? I guess. Okay, I'll start. Charles De Laurentiis. Apparently, we're supposed to think is A because Marlene tweeted A has a name, which obviously, whatever. We never believe anything she says. Great.
That doesn't mean
A has a name. It doesn't mean that's even Charles. Okay, but Charles De Laurentiis clearly is Jason's twin. I mean, that's odd. Is that not like? A fact we can accept?
I feel like, yeah.
Is it a safe fact to accept that Charles is Jason's twin?
Well, Jason's the same age as Melissa and Ian.
Where
was that? And we're going to Melissa and Ian's prom.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he wanted to be included in that time frame. And he also gave them dresses that were kind of that time frame, but still also horrible.
Horrible.
Emily was wearing my grandmother's velour couch.
Wait, but then, okay, wait.
So if,
Jenny, get in on this.
If Charles is Jason's twin and we accept that,
yes,
then Peter has to be the father and we have to accept that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point.
So that it can't be Andrew, because didn't Andrew hook up with Spencer?
Forget Andrew.
It's not fucking Andrew. It's not Andrew.
Fuck Andrew. Like Jenny.
Give it up. Let's give it up.
Thank God, because fuck Andrew. Okay, so
Andrew hasn't been in it enough to.
Andrew hasn't been in enough to be satisfying at all.
No, they just throw him in.
Hashtag tertiary. Felicia. Paco. Okay, so.
Paco.
So I guess, I don't know, if we're threatening our Cabernet, who is A, I guess it's not a question anymore, because we think Charles is A. So is it the question, what's Charles'
Chandler
motivation?
Chandler has some great notes that she needs to bring up.
Oh my God, Chandler, please, talk while I eat these pretzels. Go.
So are we going to pay any attention to the color dresses that the girls were wearing? Because Hannah was in red.
Ooh.
And then Aria, it was like a blackish red. Very Adam Lambert, though.
Yeah.
Sexually confused Halloween.
Crazy
chick. Yeah. But then also, why would Spencer even bring up Maya? I know that they were fighting. So did she do it to, like really get Emily's blood boiling? Like, why did she do it?
Yeah.
Are you a Maya conspiracy theorist?
No, but it was just
weird
to
say that. Like, it was just like, you know, and you dumped Maya, like you left, you abandoned Maya.
Yeah,
like,
you gave
when,
up
like,
on her.
For real, she wasn't. Like, there was just, you quit her.
It was too sudden.
Which was also very Brokeback Mountain-y.
Yeah.
Like, she can't quit her, but she did.
I don't know. It was weird. It was when Spencer said that, I was kind of like, like, why are we even bringing Maya back up? I thought she was dead, or, we haven't even talked about her for a while.
Well, it's interesting. What could the implications be? I don't know.
Well, we all know that last
Maya's
time.
Maya's
alive.
Maya
was
no! I think Maya knew something.
Maya
knew.
And she
what does she
North
know?
I don't know.
She must have known
she
that
die?
Allie was alive because she was at North.
I just
true.
I just always thought she knew Allie was alive.
I think
that's
I
a pretty big thing to know. And do we also believe that Allie was in this playhouse because she said she knew where the girls were?
No, she said she didn't know.
I thought she said
she just
she
said
know.
She said she didn't know, but she knew who had them.
Yeah. So she knows who had them because she might have been there. Or.
If Maya knew Allie was alive, why didn't she say anything? What if it's her, allegiance to keep quiet?
Oh, that's interesting.
I think Maya, I think she was good. That's why she left that note for Emily. I think that's what she was going to tell her.
Ooh, I'm sure she got killed.
I don't know if that's why she got killed. I just remember, Hannah found that note outside.
Yeah. Which also, why do you write a note? We're texting people. Why do you write a note? Why are you handwriting a note, Maya?
Every plot point. You text, it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
As Maya taking them into the part of the castle where they can't be seen. I'm a little sad that Mona's alive. Like, I love Janelle Parrish, and I'm so happy she's still there.
I'm so bummed she's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a great actress, and I think she did a really great job tonight. But, I still kind of wanted her character to be dead. I don't understand why she's alive.
I agree.
But Mona was A to start with, so, how does she fit into this now that's, uber A?
I think A is trying to play into her crazy. Because she's legit crazy. Like, she's Amanda Bynes and Britney Spears' as love child crazy.
Yeah.
She's got some bipolar, mental dystopia crazy.
But, I thought it was interesting. One of the things that I thought it was interesting that A wanted her to act like Allison, though. Like, I feel like that's something really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants his sister. So where's Jason?
Dead. I'm telling you.
From the elevator.
But why did he put Allie in jail instead of, bringing her to
the because she wouldn't accept him.
He made his own Allie. He made a better Allie.
Yeah.
Oh,
he made a better Allie.
An Allie that
because
would do whatever
Mona
he
would
wanted.
Always do. She wanted to be Allie so bad that she'd be the Allie that you wanted, not the real Allie, which is a straight, cold bitch.
That makes sense.
But Allie didn't know she had a, or did she know she had a twin?
Who knows? So, is that...
I feel like Allie must have known something, because Allie knows everything.
Yeah.
Allie's so good at keeping people's secrets and knowing people's secrets and telling people the right time, the right place.
And
Sorry.
No, go.
If Charles is A, and Charles is... Allison's brother.
Yep.
And it's Jason. What is his motivation still, though? Like, other than being obsessed with Allison, like, and why would he be going after the girls? Because I can see him hating Jessica and Peter and Mr. DeLaurentis, whatever his name is, for, you know, this whole conspiracy. But why are they going, why is he going after the girls? Like, what would...
I 100% had the same question.
Does he want to be Allie? Like, does he, is that what he wanted to do? And now he's, like, stealing her friends?
Well, if he
and
is
Allie
too. If he wants to be a girl, maybe he wants that kind of friendship or something like that. Because he obviously has grown up with nothing.
No
one.
That's interesting. That's interesting. But then why torture them? Like, why not, you know?
I think it's pretty clear that, like, this A, Charles, is, like, ill in some
way.
Yeah,
well,
he's something not right. And
I think,
I forget who said, like, he might be big A, but he's not uber A. I think that would make a lot of sense if someone's manipulating him to, like,
no,
no
more big A's.
I know, but
like,
there's two seasons left, right? Like, this can't be a simple solution.
Yeah,
no, this
exactly.
isn't Uber
exactly.
A. And I mean, I don't think you thought it was going to be Uber A.
PETA is
upsetting.
Uber A.
I don't think
I actually like that.
I don't think
Peter.
A person
also,
this crazy is stable enough to,
or is he, or is he Black Widow, too? Like, if he likes dressing
oh my god, good question! Who's Black Widow? Oh my god.
Andrew.
Oh my god, if Andrew...
Maybe they dated.
No, but Andrew's arms are
too Charles'
way too
boyfriend. Black. Andrew is Charles' boyfriend.
That's actually a very interesting thing, that if this, like, Jason's twin wants to be
that's
a girl,
mm-hmm.
Charles wants to be a girl, maybe actually Black Widow is a man. I mean, is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this whole podcast is going to be me, the sound of me eating... Because I'm sitting right next to the mic. Okay.
I'll get your nom sounds out and I'll move
okay.
to the middle a little bit. But
I hate the word nom.
I do think that it was a good episode.
I did too. Like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like, it was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Like,
I thought when he opened the door to the van, he was going to shoot someone's head off.
Yeah, like, I thought someone...
I was like,
someone's
going to
die
right now.
Yeah.
I thought someone would die in this finale, but...
You did?
I did.
I kind of did, too, because usually they do have a dead body in a finale.
And plus, they did the whole 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like, how many people have died?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, who's next? Especially because there was 9 people who died, so there should be a 10, right?
Mm-hmm. But
that's a good point.
But there, like... I once again feel like Marlene just wants us all to be in Radley shaking back and forth because she's like, once you see this episode, your toad's gonna know who I is. And it's like, nope. No, I don't.
No, we know who he is.
Maybe this has something to do with Toby's mom as well. Because,
no,
it has to do something with Toby's
Jessica's
mom.
Jessica's on the board, or she was on the board.
Right.
And then we have, like, Toby's mom in Radley.
Right.
And then, so Charles is in Radley, too. And Charles is Jessica's son slash daughter, whatever it is.
Right.
So he has something to do with Jessica, so he might have done something to Toby's mom, and then Jessica could have covered it up.
Jessica
obviously still loves him. She's bringing in dresses and whatnot.
And that's why she was so freaked out the night Allie disappeared.
Yeah.
Maybe
she
thought
phone.
It was Jason.
He escaped.
So do we think that, Charles escaped and Charles hit Allie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
But why does Mrs. De Laurentiis care more about Charles than Allie?
Because it's like her dirty little secret.
Mm-hmm.
She's been protecting Charles the whole time. And,
yeah.
And helped.
And
maybe, like, Tobo's mom
figured
it out. And that's why... Can we also just flashback to that episode? There's a flashback where she's yelling at Allie about, she got a call from Radley saying her daughter was in there, and then she went, and it was Cece, but she was so furious about it.
Yeah.
And that kind of just ties in and makes
a
little more sense now.
Yeah.
And then I think the big question then, too, is how does Bethany fit into all of it as well?
Yeah.
How do we think Bethany fits
into
it?
And also, was Bethany really the girl that died, or is this like an A... fabrication also.
No, you think it's not even Bethany that's really in the grave?
I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, here's the thing, is that the grave got dug up at the beginning of season 3. So, do we know for sure? Like, was that all a way to see if Allie was still alive, or was that a way to, like, switch the body to make it look like somebody else?
I've always said that was to switch the bodies, because why else would you do it?
What if Sarah Harvey's in the grave and Bethany is Charles, though?
I think that's the logical... dotted line.
Wait, okay.
This
If you didn't hear, Diana said, what if Sarah Harvey's in the grave and Bethany is Charles? But wait. Explain Bethany is Charles while I eat these crackers.
Bethany's a fragile patient in Radley.
Because she's transsexual.
And she she did that picture of Mrs. D and the demon thing, like, coming out. You know, that picture that she drew?
Yeah, yeah. But if Mrs. D was buying her clothes, she would be a demon, right?
But wasn't something attacking her, too, kind of? And it was, like, I saw theories of, like, half of it was Mrs. D and half was someone else. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There was a lot of weirdness
and
with that.
And Mrs. D used to take Bethany writing and asked her to call her Aunt Jessie. Why would you not be Mom if it were Charles?
Which means that it could be
I think
because
Charles slash Bethany is really sick. And maybe they don't know. Like, they can literally be
like
someone can tell them who to be because
like a personality disorder, you might not know who you are.
Yeah.
Given might be one of her personalities and Bethany is the dominant one.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I wish it was like a gay drag queen.
I would prefer that as
well.
I know that's horrible, but I just love
the
false drag race.
That theory is very interesting, but the fact is they're going off of like they dug up a body, and it's clearly, like, a female body. So that's the case. It's not actually Charles.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, Bethany could be Charles, but Bethany is physiologically a woman who then goes by Charles, if that's what we're saying. Whereas in this video, it's two little boys. So I feel like we're led to believe that physiologically, Charles is a boy.
He's a boy.
Mm-hmm. And maybe he identifies as a woman, but
well,
it doesn't make sense that Bethany
Sarah Harvey in the grave.
Yeah, Bethany's not dead.
I always thought it was Sarah Harvey.
Oh my god!
Well, we did hear a recording.
I always thought it was Sarah Harvey in the grave. I always thought it was Sarah Harvey in the grave.
But you don't know that that's Bethany in the recording.
True.
They assumed it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point.
It could be Cece acting like Allie.
Oh boy! What the hell is Cece like? Why is she even?
Cece, yes, you're not wrong. Who the hell is Cece? I'm angry also.
How do we solve a problem like Cece?
I don't know, but those crackers are delicious.
Okay, I'll pass you the crackers.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
And what did that cop that died, like, how did he have something to do with it?
Wilden was covering up.
Wilden was an A minion.
Yeah.
Oh, NAT Club.
Can we talk about the NAT Club?
Yes.
And so was Charles the person who was paying them to spy?
I don't know, but this also reminds me that there was a part of the show where Melissa called. Why was Melissa calling?
Yeah.
Why did they say that?
Yeah, and why do we care?
Yeah.
I feel like there's still something with Melissa.
There's always something with Melissa.
But
Melissa is
Melissa's,
like at the freaking top.
Charles would be Melissa's step.
Good point.
Half sibling.
At the same age.
But Melissa's
same
never
age.
Like embraced Jason like Spencer has.
It's true.
Right.
Like ever since Spencer found out, she was like, we're brother and sister. And like Spencer's kinda like Melissa's kinda like, we almost went on a date.
They made out, right?
Maybe.
No, they almost did, and Peter, like, stormed out and was like, don't you put your hands on my daughter.
That
like,
yeah, was the whole thing. Maybe Melissa embraced Charles instead, though.
Oh, Melissa Charles.
Like, they're all related.
Ren?
Where does Ren fall in all of this?
Ren's just the boyfriend.
Maybe one of Ren's personalities is Charles.
Ren is that doctor in Radley, so he probably, like, knows something.
That would be actually amazing if Ren was Charles and he was just posing as a doctor the whole time.
Then he's made moves on both of his sisters.
Ew.
And slept with
Ren is not, no.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it's not.
Do we have any theories if Charles is not transsexual?
I mean, no.
He was in a tux at the prom, not a dress.
Yeah.
So
what do we think? Like, that's one theory. Do we have any more for who he is?
I mean, I think, that's a good question. But then the other question is he definitely, is it safe at this point that PLL wants us to assume that Charles DeLaurentis is Jason's twin. Based on that we saw
yes.
the
yes,
movie
definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that's the
so,
truth, right? Okay. So from there, go soon.
So Marianne and Jessica are sisters.
Okay.
Marianne's crazy.
Yeah.
So is her daughter Bethany.
Great.
Bethany's been in
oh,
the
you think Marianne has a... you think Bethany's Marianne's daughter,
yeah.
who's a sibling of Toby.
Ooh. So that's why
Spicy.
We spent all that time on Marianne, because we just spent so much time finding out about Marianne and her connection with Radley. Everything
right.
goes back to Radley. So, like, I think that there was something about, like, Bethany and Charles knew each other. Bethany gets killed. Charles was friends with her because they were cousins, and they were crazy cousins.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense.
So maybe it was something like he's getting vengeance for Bethany and he's getting vengeance for himself for never being included.
Yeah.
But why does he hate Emily Field so much? Like, I still don't understand. Why do you crash through her house? Why do you stalk her at school? Like,
it's fucking hilarious.
Why do you hate lesbians?
Why did you ask her dad?
Yeah, don't go
yeah.
ask yeah. his dad.
Well, the heart attack, I don't know if that was an A
yeah.
thing or if that was like a
bacon
at the mess hall kind
also
of
Also Hannah, too. Like, why do you hate Hannah
why do you
so
hate
much?
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, what has Hannah ever done to you?
You just, like, hate single moms?
What about
well, Hannah is a whole... I mean, I feel like Hannah is still weirdly
Arya?
Involved
like
in this.
I think
much.
Hannah's connected to this.
Yeah.
I think Hannah's connected to the Black Widow. Yeah, that's
yeah.
a good point, Chandler.
Absolutely, she is.
So
what
who's
if,
the Black Widow?
What if Marianne
so
had twin daughters and it's Bethany and Hannah?
What
that's why
well, no,
our,
well,
Hannah's
what
dad
if,
never wanted to pay for her because he never felt like she was truly his.
What?
Shout out to Roar Critchlow for unfollowing me on Twitter. Fuck you. Next.
Oh, dude.
he followed
okay,
what
he
followed
Marianne
me.
Marianne has
me.
No relation to anybody except for Toby. But Marianne was a nurse and knew about Jason and Charles.
Ooh,
and
girl.
Either Charles or maybe even Jessica is the one who threw her off the roof.
I've always thought Jessica pushed her.
Yeah,
really?
Me
too.
I've always
thought
that.
Because
the devil horns
that yeah.
Bethany drew. I
yeah, and that's why
that.
Bethany hated Jessica.
Yes. Right, I've always thought that.
Damn it, what do I believe?
Yeah.
What is life? No one knows.
So if we think about the Halloween episodes, the two little girls in the yellow dresses, do they matter and who are they?
Good question. Good question.
And even the
good
two
question.
Yellow dresses that Allie sees in the Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Good
Allie,
question, because now there's boy twins. Who are
right.
these girls?
So Allie was very much, and shout out to Audrey for the yellow blanket. Like, she's
yeah.
always associated with yellow.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for us to think that, you know, one of the dresses was for Allie. So, again, who's this other blonde chick? Was it mm-hmm.
Or
I
question.
I wonder if Hannah and Allison are like fraternal twins
I
or
think
something.
There's
got to
be something related because there's always this
yeah.
like mirror image.
Yes,
that
and they're
way.
Always
yeah.
confused for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make a big deal about them being confused for
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also, I saw a screenshot on Twitter the other day. I don't remember whose it was. There's a still from an episode of Byron looking through a photo album, and there are two
oh,
little
yeah.
blonde
two little
girls in
yeah.
the photo
yeah.
album.
Mm. Yep. So that
I mean, Byron's a town pump. He could have done
that. yeah, shout out.
Those could have been his students, and he was teaching Ezra how we do.
Shout out to the lesser low. Where's the lesser low been?
He hasn't even been directing episodes.
He's been in Syracuse.
I love how there's all these conferences for professors. Like, that's a thing. Like,
yeah.
we've got to talk about how we're teaching these college kids.
Oh, wait. Do we think that Charles was at that, fraternity party?
Oh!
Right? Because we still don't have answers from that.
We still don't have answers for anything!
Yeah, and did Grunwald in any way allude to Charles? I'm trying to think of like what she said that day in the...
Oh,
about
she,
Mona?
She knew
too?
Mona was
like,
underground.
She said Mona something about being in the ground.
She was, I guess. She is in the ground.
Were
yeah,
they underground?
She is in the
ground.
I think
yeah,
they were underground,
right.
and they
that's
made their
own top. Through a glass, clearly.
Okay, so Grunwald wasn't wrong. They were underground.
Clearly, I'm through the glass.
So the new season is going to be a time jump, right? It's like,
you think so?
I thought I read that. They're doing a time jump for like 4 years or something.
4 years
from
what?
I could be wrong.
We're like, what?
The
they're trapped in that house for
which is
years.
Why I thought I kind of what I knew that the dollhouse was a thing, and I thought, I wonder if they're just going to be stuck in the dollhouse for like 4 years or something.
Ugh.
I don't know for sure. I could be wrong, but
no.
I swear I read that somewhere.
There's no way, because I feel like we've already planted the seed that the cops are on their trail.
Yes.
Like,
true.
Even though Tanner is totally a Ray Finkel, laces out, like, just iced tea hair all the way,
yeah.
Like, she's got shit on lockdown, I will say. Like, I feel like once Finkel gets it in her mind, Tanner's just like, bam, let's
yeah.
do this. And, like, there was actual remorse
Finkel.
When she was looking. Exactly. Like, I just feel like she was looking at those screens like, oh my god, those poor girls. This
like
shit
the, yeah.
is fucked
yeah.
up.
She was
yeah.
like, this
I
whole time, you're right.
This. Where
yeah.
is this? Like, I don't think they're going to make this like a 4 years tale. I think that, you know, like, Olivia Pope was found in like 2 episodes.
Yeah.
When she was in the same situation.
True.
I mean, I just feel like it's like, you know, same old trope, rat in a cage.
Yeah, true. True, true, true.
Girls in a dollhouse. But, I do
except
feel like
Hannah's yeah.
involved, and so is Ashley
is.
Mary with
yeah.
the crazy.
Yeah. And
Ashley
the butterscotches.
The butterscotch
oh,
and Toffee
Tango.
Yeah. What butterscotches?
Okay.
The
we'll have
light
about it.
The
we'll
have
oh, right. Okay. So, I guess at the end of the day, who is Charles Taylor Hedges? It's Jason Schwinn, and he's pissed because he wanted to be a girl who sent him to Radley. Do we have any other explanation? Like, I don't know. Like, where do we go from here? I don't know.
And or, like, I mean, or I think it's either that. Like, he wanted to be a girl, or he was slightly crazy, and he stabbed Jason just like the Halloween Girl story, but it was actually about boys.
And Jason
and
didn't die, but he was sent to Radley.
Yeah.
But
then,
the
brother was into
elevator shaft thing.
Yeah.
But now
the D.
Charles is Jason.
But how does that explain any of the like girl twin stuff
right.
that we've seen?
I mean,
that
could have just been an overall
it to
twin.
Mandy and Sandy. What are the girls' names?
Mindy
and
Cindy.
Mindy
and
Cindy. Okay, I just turned.
Mandy, Sandy, Mindy, Cindy. Wow.
Same diffs.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, and I don't know.
I mean, I get it, but I do.
Was it Jason, like, didn't he really start out as somebody else in the whole series?
No, Jason
was not after that. Maybe that's what she meant when she's like, the answer was in the pilot. Like, it's always been here.
Charles and the De Laurent, and the Hastings were all different parents, and so were the De Laurentiis.
Yeah,
sure.
Also, Hannah's stepsister was a different
actress.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
I was watching the marathon and I saw Hannah's crump dance where she was looking at her sister again. It's so funny.
No,
I think that's
like
what
it.
We should watch in the leap, in the bridge season on a leap. It's just her crumping her anger away.
So for tonight, are we in the Boys to Men end of the road? Are we just like, I don't have anything else. I don't know. Everyone's just like shaking their head in defeated sadness.
My last question. This is not a like insight or anything. I was just thinking about the whole kisses A, like also, like why sign it kisses?
Interesting.
I think that was always Mona.
But it was after
yeah,
too.
Was after
that
Mona.
Was in season
was like,
3 more. It was more so in seasons 3 and 4 that were kisses.
Oh, God. I do think that Mona was a total proxy for A though. Because of what we see in the house is that she's just like, I've always been playing along. They think they've got the upper hand, but I'm winning. And I love Spencer's face where she was just like, bitch, please. Like, you are fucking owned by A. You're in a fucking dollhouse wearing a wig. Like,
AKA
no, it's
regular
real.
House.
Yeah, dollhouse. I love that Emily tugged her hair and she was like, not a wig. But like, not a weave
like,
either.
Why
do you think Janelle Parrish is like super jealous of Rumor Willis?
What? Oh, because
I
Rumor Willis is on
Dancing with the Stars and Dancing with her bae, Val. Okay,
oh, that's
sorry.
True. I think
sidebar.
She's still probably like. I think that dude's still fucking Janelle though.
I think so.
Do
I
you think there's
like
any significance
Rumor.
To the like the A calling themselves A? I know it's supposed to be like, is it Allie or is it?
Oh, that's a really interesting point. Mm-hmm. So, like, we were supposed to think it's Allie, but, like, is there another significance?
But even after, like, Allie came back and Allie was getting A-notes.
That's interesting. Yeah, what else does A mean?
Because Allie, like, even when Allie was around before she disappeared, she was getting notes from A.
I think that there's always something to be said about the scarlet letter with the A.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign of knowing that A, whoever A is a byproduct of quote-unquote unholy union,
Woo!
Infidelity. Like, this isn't a real, true child. This is a bastard child that is talking. So I think it would point to Charles Warren.
Interesting. Okay, you guys.
Or a
tester proof, exactly. So,
Demi Moore.
Everybody, tweet us who you think Charles is at
hashtag
Cabernet A. And I guess there's nothing left to do but keep drinking and watch the episode again.
Yeah.
And also, everybody tweet at bros, watch PLL 2, and Pretty Little Grown Men to get them to do a crossover podcast.
Yeah, that's
us.
Right. They never tweeted us back.
No, they liked our tweet,
God.
But they hadn't.
That's really funny.
Day.
Yeah, bros watch PLL 2 and Pretty Little Grown Men.
If you guys are still listening and you still love us and you really like our craziness, I think that we
email
would
us at Cabernet A.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Guys, thanks as always for tuning in. We love you. We have mixed emotions about the show. We're drunk. Tune in next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.